Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. And of course, Daily Rants and Raves is one of many podcasts that we do on a regular basis here at Rave Publications. And I'm excited to be joined by Jennifer Davis, the Chief Marketing Officer for Layart, and also known as Planar. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I think it's still worth saying both names, right? I mean, you're still branding yourself under both Layart and Planar, right?
Absolutely. We are wanting to make sure that customers that are familiar with Planar and customers that are familiar with Layart are finding us. So we're absolutely saying the name side by side.
Well, I'll tell you, finding you was not a problem at Infocom. I think it had to be the biggest, certainly of all the ones I saw, you had the biggest wall. It was an 8K wall. Correct me if I'm wrong, but something in the range of 30 to 32 feet wide by 19 feet tall.
Yeah, 31 feet wide and like 18 or 19 feet tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And massive.
And it was perfectly angled so that if you went down the main aisle, genius, by the way, for whoever came up with that marketing, right? So that when you went down the main aisle, that you could not see you. So you had great exposure. How was the traffic? How was the overall success of the show for you guys?
The show was absolutely great for us. As you said, we had a good location and a great presentation there, and we really made the most of it by making sure that we put the products first and foremost, got them out there into the space, and the way it was angled, the size of the show, plus just the traffic that was coming by, you know, it wasn't uncommon to see people five or six deep. In fact, we even made a joke of it when we tried to record an interview in front of the wall, and people were so mesmerized, they didn't even realize that we were filming and they were walking right through the video path. I think that was an indication of how the show went. People literally were stopped in their tracks, and if they weren't stopped, they probably should have been because they were running into people. So it was a good problem to have.
Yeah, you and I shot that video, and if you haven't had a chance to see that, go to ravepubs.com/infocom2016. Just type in Layart, Planar, or Jennifer Davis, or however you want to. You'll find it. It's one of the most popular, hilarious interviews that I did. I had a lot of goofy interviews where I messed up, but this one in this case I did not mess up. But what was interesting, as Jennifer said, as you said, is that people just were walking. I mean, I think we counted at least 10 that just walked back and forth in front of us. But I mean, I think that's mesmerized, I thought was a good word, because number one, it's not often you see 8K anything. And number two, it was just giant. So I think that was obviously your objective, was to pull people in the booth. But what else was popular? I mean, number one, I had a lot of people ask me, hey, did you see the carbon light system from Layart? And I said, yes, actually, I knew about it before the show. That had to be one of the most popular things there.
Oh, absolutely. It really attracted people, into the booth and got us talking about one of the challenges with video wall installations is that they tend to be complex. As a result, people tend to consider them for fixed installations only. And now with the launch of the Carbon Light LED display solutions, we've actually created a product that is very easy to install, incredibly light, and uses all that benefit of carbon fiber technology to be strong and lightweight and flexible so that it could be used very actively in rental and staging, even at fine pitch resolutions. And of course, the line includes a mesh product and a flooring product and products that can be used on the ceiling and wrap around columns. All of these flexible ways of implementing the technology. So it was fun to show off some of those. We wrapped a corner. We had a wave wall in the center of the booth and again, showed off the technology in a really fun way.
Another thing that I saw a lot of people when I had a chance to walk through your booth after the interview was the look-through transparent OLEDs.
Oh yes,
well, those were obviously very popular. I mean, you were the first company I ever saw have that. So you've gone through some level of maturity with the product. How is it going with that product?
You're absolutely right. We were first to show it, first to announce it, first to ship it, and all of those have been very well rewarded in the marketplace. We're seeing a lot of exciting installations. I can't wait to tell you about them. They're in some quiet pilots and some things going on right now, but you're going to start seeing them in broadcast applications. You're going to start seeing them in retail applications, similar to what we demonstrated at Infocom, where we had a too high pillar of these products in life size with a mannequin behind it, just showing what could be done in, for retail merchandising. We're seeing a lot of interest in the museum exhibit design space, and even use in corporate or higher education for trophy cases and a variety of things. So many exciting applications, and it'll be fun. It already has been fun, but it'll be incredible to see what people do with that technology once they really understand, you know, the capabilities of it as a material. You know, it's glass that lights up, and I can't tell you how many times I heard at the show people describe it as augmented reality. And it's not, yeah. You know, maybe that's a sort of a non-traditional way to describe it, but I think it's increasingly an accurate way to describe it. Overlaying the real physical environment that you're seeing through the display or merchandise or, you know, exhibits that are behind the display, being overlaid with digital information, often interactive digital information. So it's it fits the definition for sure, and it's a showstopper for sure.
Well, I have a question for you since you're on both ends of that new technology, because we have fine pitch LED now, and we have OLED.
Yes.
Where is it going to go? I mean, obviously, a lot of people are wondering, you know, are both technologies going to live for a long time as they mature, or do you think OLED will take over LED, or do you think LED will get even finer and finer pitch where they're competitive? I mean, where do you think they'll? I mean, they're obviously for different applications right now, but I mean, you're in a unique perspective because not a whole lot of companies have both.
Right, absolutely, and both of those technologies join, you know, a very strong LCD business and a rear projection cube business before that. So, you know, we've had lots of experience with products, you know, multiple solutions for one kind of application set area. And I would say our point of view on this is that first and foremost, it's about customer choice. It's about providing a range of solutions because, frankly, there isn't any perfect display technology, sadly. All of them have their high points, and all of them have their areas where we've had to make a compromise on the design side to even accomplish what we've been able to accomplish. So, you know, there's constraints around all these technologies. So customer choice is always paramount in our mind. Second of all, I would say the trends that we're seeing in fine pitch LED are really shaking up what people always wanted to do with video walls. They've always wanted to be seamless. They've always wanted to be thin. They've always wanted to have great black levels and incredible vibrant colors. And all of the technologies to this point have had some limitations in achieving that. LED as well has some limitations. It is a premium solution, and usually you take a resolution hit. Well, both of those things are being actively addressed. The prices of LED, especially fine pitch, are dropping to the point where they are quite affordable, and they're just a small step up, perhaps, from what an LCD solution may have been for the same physical size wall in a lower resolution. But again, sometimes that's the right compromise to make. And the pixel pitch is getting dense enough. You know, not only did we build an 8K video wall out of 1.2 millimeter pitch that was 31 feet wide, but around the corner from that, if you recall, we had a technology demonstrator of 0.9,
right,
where we had a 4K video wall that, I don't know, measured 150 inches diagonal, something like that, and just allowed you to stand there and take this in. And it's amazing to see how the progression of that pixel pitch becoming finer, again, just makes it so applicable to many of the traditional video wall markets that we've sold into for decades. And so we're definitely seeing LED come on very strong in video wall, and we expect that trend to continue. And the analysts that track this space are, you know, of like mind. The tiled LCD video wall is quite strong. It's the dominant technology in the space. It's not going away anytime soon. And we, of course, continue to develop great solutions in that space. In fact, at Infocom, we launched our latest Clarity Matrix product. We call it our HDX model. And, you know, it absolutely is a huge part of our business and what we bring to the marketplace. But we know that we constantly have to bring the latest and greatest. And so, you know, across technologies, we strive to do that. OLED, yep, on the other hand, is really not being developed primarily for a tiled or video wall type application. It's really being developed, and the bulk of the industry attention on it is being developed in the large format, single flat kind of environment. Although we do tile, our transparent, you know, it's primarily designed for a single display. And the benefits of that have been well covered, you know, in rave pubs and elsewhere in the industry. Incredible color, incredible black levels, all the viewing angle benefits of an emissive technology, but it's still maturing, and it's especially maturing in its ability to tackle the requirements of commercial applications. So most of the customers that we sell to, and again, most of your commercial customers, I know you also cover the resi space as well, but in the commercial space, you know, we have a lot of customers that demand 24/7 operation of content that doesn't move all that much. It's not terribly dynamic, and they expect a long life. And those things are difficult today in OLED, better than they've ever been, and they will continue to get better in the future. But it's still an opportunity for the industry and opportunity for us as a, you know, product developer to continue to develop along those lines. But I would expect LED, fine pitch LED, to come on very strong in video wall and to be continuing to be very prominent in the space. And then you're also going to see OLED coming in on the flat panel side, but probably in more specialty applications before it hits the mainstream and threatens, you know, 4K LCD anytime soon.
I agree with you 100%. And by the way, you mentioned the Clarity Matrix product at Infocom.
Yeah.
You showed that 55-inch that has, I can't remember if it's 1.6 millimeter or 1.7 millimeter.
Yeah,
very
narrow.
I think it's a 1.6
millimeter. Yeah, 1.6
millimeter.
Yeah, at some point, a point of a tenth of a millimeter, right?
Yeah. I think it's 1.6 millimeter, but it was amazing. I mean,
it's amazing. And you know, you don't have to get far off that wall or build a very big wall before your eye compensates for what little black line is there. And, of course, it's, you know, very narrow installation depth, has all the benefits of our off-board electronics architecture, and is front serviceable and quite a great value, especially when compared to the equivalent size wall and an LED product. So again, continues to be a very strong part of our product portfolio and the go-to product for integrators in our customer base.
I have one more question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
4K. I mean, obviously 4K for the last 2 years, a year and a half, has been, you know, a big sort of buzzword in our industry. And you have a, you know, you launched at the beginning of this year another a 4K product. I think it was a 50-inch, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But you all, but it's also maybe available in larger sizes now. And you could talk to that. But I'm more interested in also knowing, you know, where you see that in the market. Do you see everything moving towards 4K? I mean, obviously you had an 8K wall, which means that you can have whatever resolution they want in your booth.
Sure.
But do you see that as a, you know, is it 10% of the customers are asking for it now, 20%? If you can give us some sort of indication as to where and how quickly we're moving towards that as a standard resolution.
Well, I would say of our customers that are sort of forward-thinking, you know, in premium market spaces where they're not, you know, they're not replacing these next year. They're hoping to, you know, make a capital investment and keep it for a while. Everybody is thinking about 4K. Whether they use it today or not, it's a future-proofing thing. In fact, for the same reason, we sell a lot of touch 4K video walls. Even when people don't know exactly how they're going to use touch out of the box, they're thinking for the future. And so we see this time and time again. What I would say is that 4K is rapidly surpassing HD for conference room applications, for broadcast signage, for you know, other places where the fidelity of the image is absolutely paramount. Mm-hmm. Where HD is hanging on, continues to hang on and be strong, is in those value segments. Where maybe it's a digital signage application where somebody is standing, you know, 15 feet away from the display, they may not notice as much of a difference, and the content itself is really not taking advantage of the fidelity of the display. So I would say, you know, that's where we've seen the greatest adoption. But now, you know, it's like some of these other specs that we've watched over time, haven't we? You know, where it just becomes the new norm. And
yeah, it does.
You know, we showed, like at Infocom, we had three walls, three displays that were 8K resolution. The big 1.2 TWA wall that we talked about, the Clarity Matrix HDX wall was an 8K wall, and we had a technology demonstrator of a 65-inch 8K display just to show really how small we could make pixels, and you know, to get some market feedback on that. And in general, people are really intrigued by this idea of, like, what resolution does it take for pixels to go away and not being able to see any jaggies or anything that would make you think that this is a digital image. In fact, that 65-inch 8K demonstrator, I can't tell you how many people asked me if it was a light box because it had that sort of analog printed look to it.
Yeah, when I did my seminar during the show, I said to everybody, they need to go look at it because it's like looking out of a window. That's the first thing I could think of when I looked at it, was that it looks like you're literally looking out a window.
Absolutely.
And that shows for not only resolution, but also colorimetry of that resolution. It makes a big difference. You're getting a much bigger color space difference in contrast ratio.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, your eyes are in some ways sophisticated test instruments. You know, they read color as vibrancy. You know, you can put two displays next to each other, and if one has a more vibrant color, you'll absolutely read that as brightness. And so, again, that's demonstrated well in the LED product, but also as we continue to develop, you know, the lineup, we're seeing those trends as well. And OLED, of course, is on that trend as well. And I think all of these things, I would say that our eyes are insatiable, really.
Right.
You know, we constantly want things that look better and more lifelike. And as soon as we are spoiled by the next generation of innovation, we're ruined. You know, we can't look at our old phone anymore once we see the new one. We can't look at our old monitor anymore once we see the new one. We can't go to the old, you know, cinema anymore once we experience the new one. And I think that just constant you know, training our eyes to look for the things that are those clues of realism, I think makes a huge difference. And I think, though, you know, as long as we're seeing people, we will continue to push the envelope of what's possible with display innovation, and again, trying to get as close to lifelike as possible. And so I think 4K was a huge step in that direction. And I think, you know, as we continue to push this forward, we'll just continue to see those leaps and bounds.
Hey, I'll admit it. My next TV will be 4K. I'm already spoiled. I mean, there's no way I would go out and buy a 1080 set now. There's no way.
No.
I mean, it just makes no sense. And I think that's, you know, I think that the consumer market obviously sometimes drives the commercial market. I do think that mm-hmm. one of the things that will help 4K adoption much quicker than other, like even you, I mean, you remember the adoption rate of 1080. It was slow.
Sure.
Because there were a number
yes.
of technological hurdles, analog versus digital, and then connectivity. All those have been fairly accomplished mm-hmm. by now. So I think 4K adoption will be much faster. But your 65-inch 8K at the show was stunning. So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. I mean, obviously your giant 31-foot wall grabbed everyone's attention. And I'm just, as I said to you at the show, what are you going to do next year to outdo this? be tough.
Mum's the word. We've already started to put together plans.
You're going to have to do some work because so if you haven't had a chance, you can go to layard.com, L-E-Y-A-R-D.com, go to planar.com, and you can get the both sites from either site. But you can see all the stuff that was launched at the show. And, of course, you can type in Planar or Layard on our website, see all the videos that we shot. We actually shot videos on everything we've talked about today, so you have a chance to see those as well. So, Jennifer, I really appreciate you joining me. I know that it's late where you are. It's late afternoon. And I know that, we've both been very busy with tying things up with Infocom, but I appreciate you taking the time to kind of review everything with me and also talk specifically about the product specs.
Oh, I'm happy to do it anytime, Gary.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks for listening. You've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. And you can check it all out at raypubs.com/Infocom 2016.